Failure to make your own preferences known at the end of life isn't just a personal decision. A new book called Preparing for a Better End, written by Dan Morhaime, an emergency medicine physician and former professor in the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Health, argues it also has enormous societal costs.
Medicare is $900 billion. $300 billion is end-of-life care. If you save 10%, you'd save a lot of money by respecting people's rights and empowering them to have their values observed, as opposed to the usual way we cut healthcare costs. We burden employers, taxpayers, employees. We raise co-pays for no cost, low cost, and respecting people's values. You could save a lot of money for the nation and then put that money into preventive healthcare, pediatrics, underserved populations, disabled, mental health, substance abuse. That would be a good way to get those funds. We got to talk about this.
Morhaime notes that we're all vested in these outcomes, so we all need to consider advanced directives. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.